A suicide bomber has a change of heart. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. See, the unexpected can be a great magnifying glass for God's fingerprints. Today's broadcast is all about the opportunity of surprise. Our first story comes from Nigeria, where Boko Haram strikes again, this time at a camp for the very people they displaced. Three suicide bombers disguised as refugees infiltrated the camp, and two detonated their vests, killing over 50 people.
There is also some good news, though. One of the ladies got to the camp and realized her parents and some of her siblings were in that camp. And at that point decided, I'm not going to blow myself up, turned herself into the authorities.
Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says they'll be praying for Boko Haram and the Christians they persecute during an event that's right around the corner.
That's the call of the scripture as well. Pray for those who persecute you. And we want to pray that members of Boko Haram will come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way.
VOM is looking for prayer warriors to join them as they intercede for the persecuted church and its persecutors on March 4th. Reserve your spot at our website, missionnews.org.
I think you'll walk out of the room with a new heart to lift up those who are suffering for Christ.
Is the storm over? That's the question being asked right now as Ukrainians cautiously poke their heads out of shelter to check. Since 2014, the answer has been more Russian tank rumbles. However, Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird says now,
there is a ceasefire that is holding, at least at this point. There's still some sporadic fighting.
Peace is still balanced on a knife's edge.
The major military operations have been over for a little while, and everyone is praying that those will continue to hold. But those are the major sources of the tension in the region.
SGA launched the Crisis Evangelism Fund to help provide for the immediate physical needs of the nearly 1 million displaced.
Those mercy ministries are done by local churches, by local believers, and as they're helping folks with those very urgent physical needs, they share the gospel with them, they give them Bibles, they pray with them, they minister to them.
Rebuilding will take time and prayer.
In the midst of what has been intended by men for evil, God has been using it for good and for the building of his church and his kingdom.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The rumor mills are buzzing in Myanmar. Elections are just around the corner, and speculation says the national face of freedom, Aung San Suu Kyi, will be the president. Meanwhile, humanitarian nightmares continue on the ground.
The Shan Liberation Force is picking up these kids. They're training them to be soldiers, and the parents have been hiding their kids in Buddhist monasteries, and they're begging our contacts to take them to one of the children's homes.
Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says their partners are trying to make it happen.
It's not only a wonderful opportunity to keep these children safe physically, but also spiritually, to hear the gospel and to actually grow in that through schooling.
They need your help to give these kids a safe haven.
We need additional funds. That children's home is running at capacity, and so we would need to rent an additional building.
Connect with Vision Beyond Borders through a link at our website, missionnews.org. In order for the Myanmar children to hear the gospel, it first has to be translated. And that's exactly what Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is doing on the Solomon Islands. The Tuo language, unlike any other language on the islands, is more complex and challenging to translate. However, there are over 2,000 Tuo speakers who are eager to help. But as the Bible comes to life in this language, would you pray for God's guidance in the process? Stay tuned to find out more. And sharing the gospel is possibly one of the best ways to show love. With Valentine's Day approaching, why not show some love to those who share it daily? E3 Partners is encouraging listeners to show their support this weekend of the E3 staff members in their lives. One way to do this is by sending a simple note of encouragement. Another option is by starting a monthly donation. Learn more about the art of encouraging others at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.